Here we go. Going to apply Friday rules to this Tuesday. You know what the applicable Friday rules are? No screwing around. Get to 555 as quick and painless as possible. And out the door I went. You know why? Because it's my Friday. That's why. I'm off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Not that I'm counting already, but yeah, it is. Holiday week. So many of you are probably already involved in your holiday, already knee deep in your holiday, all of that. I got to figure out a time to put the Christmas decorations up. I was faced with that this morning, that conversation. So that'll happen. Probably should have done it last weekend, as the weather you heard there in that weather report is going to turn. Anyway, we talk about a lot of things. 1 hour from now, Miles Killebrew, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, he's been hurt, but this cleats, cause for my cleats and stuff like that, everything that they're doing with their cleats, right? My cause, my cleats. He's been very big on that in the locker room, and he tells exactly why that's such a big thing for guys. So I'm going to talk to Miles Killebrew, who's one of the Steelers' captains, by the way, even though he's hurt, coming up at 3 o'clock. And then a man at 4 o'clock who has a local business, and he's got like 20 different stores. He wants to expand the 75 to 100. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but 75 to 100 around the country. Rather ambitious. And we'll talk to him coming up at 4 o'clock. It's a fascinating story. NASCO Roofing Instant Access, all our shows, just a click away. Email us, instantaccesskdkaradio.com. Let's get moving now. So, Tamyra Rush, man, she's out there. She gets it done. She reports on a bunch of different stories. They send her out. I think she just types it into her GPS where she has to go. She will cover everything from a huge fire to a manhole cover missing. I mean, she covers everything. So, Tamyra was out there today, and she filed this report.
Yasmin Manisha, PennDOT's District 11 press officer, says Blackout Wednesday is the evening before Thanksgiving, which has a reputation for excessive alcohol consumption.
This is because a lot of people go home, they meet up with friends and family who they may not have seen for quite a while, and they tend to consume a lot of alcohol and sometimes partake in drug use.
To raise awareness about the dangers of impaired driving, partners decorated a DUI tree honoring victims of last year's crashes in Allegheny County. The tree featured 1,000 lights for crashes during last winter's holiday season, 105 red bows for impaired crashes, and 3 gold bulbs for fatalities. Tamyra Rush, News Radio KDKA.
Hi, why, thank you, Tamyra. So, listen here. Is this the most American thing in the world? Honestly, think about this. We have a public official, and I'm not knocking anybody here. I want to bring this to light and talk about it at 866-391-1020. We have a public official who's a governmental official, right? Somebody from PennDOT. They call a news conference. We have one of America's best radio stations ever, and oldest radio stations ever, gets dispatched out to this news conference along with a horde of press corps. We go there, we cover a story, and the story is about a day called Blackout Wednesday. Think about this. Blackout means you get so drunk, you don't know what the hell you're doing. And so, as Americans, we're trying to figure out workarounds. Think about this for a minute. This is what hit me when I heard this the first time today, when Tamyra delivered this story. We are saying, well, find somebody else to drive. Or, you know, it's bad that we have this tree where we memorialize people. Or, you know, some people go out and just get blasted, and they might smoke weed and do coke or whatever. You know, that's what's happening. As opposed to looking at the problem, tackling it, and saying, why don't we make DUI laws much more strict and penalties much more strict? We have a night called Blackout Wednesday. So what we've identified is this: people unable to control their alcohol consumption, people unable to control their impulses, which are drive a car whenever they've consumed far too much alcohol. Then a press conference warning people, hey, you might be all right, and you might be out there, but guess what? It's notorious for other people to be out on the road all tanked up, all blasted, hammered. So what we're going to do, we're going to get wonderful reporters out here. We're going to deliver you the news. And essentially, we're telling you, be aware. Be vehicle aware that that's what's happening. As opposed to, and look, this is why I'm not an elected official, I guess. A lot of reasons. But this would be my fix. Get a DUI, pay the big price. First offense. I know I rail on this, probably too much sometimes. But we go out of our way. Out of our way. And this is one instance where we have all kinds of smart people in a room. We deliver this news to people. We tell them about Blackout Wednesday. And I've been there. Heck, Tom and Tud's in Aspinwall. Big gathering place. Great bar, by the way. Back in my drinking days. Not driving, but going and partaking in the night before Thanksgiving. What? That's a shot of Sambuca? Sure, I'll have it. Three more beers? Oh, yeah. That over... Rumplemints? Yeah, come on with it. Jack? Who wants Jack? Before you know it, you're vomiting in the back alley because you haven't seen people since 1998. I get it. It's part of what happens the night before Thanksgiving. But then you enter into the operating a vehicle realm. And people want to look at it as the most insurmountable uphill fight that we have in America. What ways can we quell this? How about a PennDOT press conference? How about we summon wonderful reporters like Tamara out here to get the word out to everybody? Well, how about this? How about legislation? How about we do that? We have Uber now. We have Lyft. We have rideshare that goes everywhere. We have everybody with a cell phone. And if you don't got one, maybe the government will get you one. So we have that right now, but we still have an inability to have first offense DUI really be a deterrent or a punishment. That's something I don't understand. No questions, first offense, lose your license for a year. That's it. Done. And you know what we wouldn't have? Press conferences like that one Tamara went out to. We wouldn't. Because I honestly do think that what would happen, those numbers would plummet. They would go down. Hit them strict. You know, you can get a ticket, and a decent one, after this one-year sort of warning period's up, for sitting in your car stopped, being 15th in a red light, and looking down at your text messages. But you could probably, for the most part, get just about a ticket for a first DUI. Costs a lot of money, but really not lose your license. Go to a couple classes, pay a couple bucks, and it's just kind of like a ticket. That doesn't make any sense to me. So I do want to ask you, at 866-391-1020, that's 866-391-1020, that just caught me somewhere between a head shake and a chuckle. If I put you in charge and I said, first offense DUI, as we get into tomorrow night, which is a gigantic, we're told by PennDOT, drinking and driving night, what would be your first offense if you could go ahead and make the rules? I'll get into mine a little bit more, but it would be much more strict than what's on the books right now. Let's talk about that a little bit. Again, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Listen for that drive at 5. Stories driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by Service Master Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. I have a couple examples during the show today, and I'm so darn excited about to deliver to you why local radio is so darn important. One is going to happen during this hour, One will happen in the 4 o'clock hour. Why? The power of local radio. Much like stuff we do here at KDK. And it didn't happen here in Pittsburgh. But why local radio is so important. You can't get everything on Sirius or satellite. You got to be in touch with the community. You're going to hear one of those examples toward the tail end of this 2 o'clock hour. 305, Pittsburgh Steeler Miles Killebrew. Now, he's been hurt this year, busted up, but he's still one of their captains. And he has really urged his teammates to take part in this My Cause, My Cleats campaign, where each guy gets to, you know, highlight their cause, a nonprofit, or something that they're involved in on their shoes either last week or this week. Well, Miles Killebrew has one, even though he's not playing, but he has pushed it forward to a bunch of teammates. And Miles Killebrew is a hell of a guy. He just is. So we will talk to him coming up just past 3 o'clock. Just past 4 o'clock, a local business owner has about 21 stores. He wants to expand to between 75 and 100. What are his stores? He's trying to go national, big time, huge. I'll fill you in just past 4 o'clock what that's all about. I told Margo, this business owner I'm having on, she went crazy. She goes, I was just there this weekend. I've got to talk to him off air about this product, that product, the other product. She is over the moon about all of this. We'll infuse a little Thanksgiving talk, too. Did they pardon that official turkey yet? I saw turkeys today, by the way. There were, at the end of my street, there must have been, yeah, I don't know, between 12 and 16 of them all gathered together, gobbling away. They got like, I don't know, 36 hours or something to be safe. And then it's on. Jack in Mount Lebanon. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Colin. How's the family?
Wonderful. All set for the holidays. Yep.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to start off. You know?
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, you know how I stand on this drunk driving stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's hit very close to home for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I throw material, throw away the key for a year.
Yeah, it's bad. Now, I don't think the punishment is enough. Like, okay, here's what could happen. And I've laid this out before. If they said, all right, like it's November 25th, give it 3 months. Or say they would have done this a couple months ago. Start of the new year, new legislation nationwide. First, or give it 6 months, hell. Although no life is more important than the other, but give it 6 months. In 6 months from now, automatic 1 year loss of license and make the fine real big. Or whatever. I think it would wise some people up. I don't understand why you kind of get a free pass one time.
I think they do because it's so socially accepted to drink. But not to drive while you're drinking, but everybody does it.
Well, yeah, and have a wonderful holiday. I see where you're coming from, but here's why. Here's where it's different, and this is why it's interesting to me. It's never been easier not to drive. Seriously, if you drive on a highway, or no, forget the highway, 28. Drive on 28 or on Banksville Road or somewhere like that. Then start to look at the other cars and see how many have those Uber or Lyft sort of lights. How many people, they might not be working right then, but how many double as a ride share? It feels like half the cars you see do. It's never been easier to get a ride. I could summon one right now, and if I wanted to leave, I could be out of here, right? Totally out of here. Oh, by the way, I am getting a press release. News release. Here's some breaking news. Everybody listening in the newsroom, from the Shaler Police. This morning at 10:20, there was a law enforcement arrest that occurred in the 900 block of Weibel Run Road. This did not involve Shaler Township Police. This was reported by a witness to the 911 center as an abduction. The person taken into custody was an adult male. We confirmed the information with federal authorities. Huh. So that is that from the Shaler Police. Yikes. Crazy. Whew. So maybe there's, I don't know, some ICE action happening in Shaler Township. That just caught me off guard as I got the text here as a release. Man. Anyway, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Oh, you know what we're doing during the show? I need to bring people up to speed as to this. Once an hour, you can win 4 tickets to the Pitt men's basketball game Friday, November 28th. That's coming up in, well, on Friday, Peterson Events Center. So why don't we give them away right now for this hour? 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Be the fifth caller, and you can win 4 tickets to the Pitt game coming up on Friday, Pitt basketball, Peterson Events Center, 7 p.m. Fifth caller gets them now, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Here we are, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. In just a little bit, you're going to hear why. I'm going to give you a couple examples throughout the day. Local radio is so darn important. How about Pitt basketball is kind of on a downswing a little bit? You know, losing to Quinnipiac will do that. Never has it been more prevalent and been a bigger example as to how much Pittsburgh loves free than I said Pitt basketball tickets. It was given they're playing Ohio State on Friday. The phone lines went to about, there must have been 70 people lined up in a second and a half for those tickets just a moment ago. Margo, did we get a winner, the dear Margo? It looked like you were, I mean, phone lines went nuts.
They really did, but yes, we have a winner.
Okay, now, do not fret. We will have 3 more chances, 1 each hour throughout the show, the 3 o'clock, the 4 o'clock, and the 5 o'clock hour, to win 4 tickets each hour. So 12 more tickets in 4 ticket bunches in the 3 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock hour, and 5 o'clock hour. Same number applies, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Now, this is going to cause a stir for some people. I got this news release, and it's interesting to me. So this morning, 10:20 a.m., there was a law enforcement arrest that occurred in the 900 block of Weibel Run Road. This did not involve Shaler Township Police. This was reported by a witness to the 911 center as an abduction. The person taken into custody was an adult male. Shaler Police has confirmed the information with federal authorities. If, in fact, you need to get additional information, you can, well, it can be obtained by getting in touch with the federal people. Now, one will say, and this is the part where our country's gone crazy. They're abducting people. They're abducting people. No, they're carrying out operations, and you get into this nonsense all the time. Why are their faces covered? What? Okay. Because people have threatened to kill the people who are the good guys. Okay? That's exactly why. And law enforcement agents, not too far from there, federal ones. Keep this in mind. Federal ones. If you know anything about that part of the world, and I do, they went to arrest a man off of Middle Road. It's been a while now. Bobby Corby. Knew him. A little bit older than me. Kind of grew up with him. His wife, or him, one of the two, I don't know if it was ever really figured out, decided to shoot down the steps and kill a guy. I think Hicks was his name. Right? Do you remember that one? Right off of Middle Road? Shot right through the door and killed him. So, when things are done forcefully, particularly with federal agents, I just don't want to hear it from people. And Bobby Corby's still in jail, and I believe his wife is still in jail, and the federal agent is still dead. So that's how it all works. If somebody's in this country illegally, or if somebody's wanted by the feds, there's no knock and talk and be nice about it. Anyway, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. So much to get into. Miles Killebrew of the Steelers, he joins coming up just past 3 o'clock, a great initiative that he's involved in. Lynn's in Clareton. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Never been better. Thank you. Hope you you have a great Thanksgiving and holiday season.
Thank you. You as well. On the DUI thing, though, I think a better option than taking people's driver's license, and I've been on both sides of this, put the breathalyzer in their car for a year on the first one. Because I used to bartend, and I know a lot of people that didn't have a driver's license, and you know what? They didn't care. They drove anyway. At least with the breathalyzer, they can't start their car.
Yeah, this interlocking system, I believe it's called or whatever, it's a pretty decent option. One, would you make them pay for it, too?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and that way you can't start your car, and it prevents the honest people from... You know, but people will drive without a license if you have no way to stop them.
No,
I've watched it over and over and over again.
You're right about that. You know what? I want to pick your brain a little bit, Lynn, as somebody who worked in the bar. Did it ever, you know, you got that dram shop law and all that kind of stuff when it comes to serving people. Did you ever have to kind of walk a slippery slope, like, I've got to cut this person off, and they may get violent or maybe a jerk to me or they may be irregular? Like, how was that when you had to handle that kind of stuff?
I've had to do that several times. 99% of the time it was okay. You get the 1%, but the bars that I worked at least I had backup from the owners.
Yeah, because that always feels like... It is one thing that is a conversation that's not pleasant.
Right. It's tough, and it's tough a lot of times, too, if somebody walks in that you don't know, and a lot of people can handle their alcohol pretty well, and you don't even know that they're as gone as they are.
Right. Oh, no, right. Like, everybody shows outward signs differently, Lynn.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the bad thing about the holidays, too, is a lot of people get DUIs on the holidays, and it's all about the numbers. But you can have somebody that drinks once a year, really can't tolerate two drinks like somebody that drinks all the time.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing. It just is. And I do appreciate the call. I don't know. And I'm not trying to preach. I'm just not. I'm not trying to use a soapbox or anything like that. It has just become so easy, really, to get a ride. And the fact that PennDOT had this press conference and talked about Blackout Wednesday, I mean, we got a name for it. When people get blackout drunk, it's just that's just so odd to me when everybody's got a phone, it's so easy to get an Uber account, and it's actually not that expensive when you consider the alternative. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Margo's looking so forward to our guest at 4:05. I can't even explain. I kind of am too. I've got a lot of questions for this business owner who's expanding like tenfold, and it really is an ambitious plan. You're going to find out what business he's in coming up just past 4 o'clock. Dave in Rankin, he's in business. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good call, and happy Thanksgiving.
You too. I'm not a big turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and all that kind of guy, though, just so we know.
You know what? I love it, but I don't eat it all but on Thanksgiving. Occasionally, if I go out to eat and they have a turkey dinner on special, I'll get it. But it's a special treat because I don't eat it that often, so I really look forward to it. But real quick, a little information for you. Do you know how we know the Indians were the first ones here?
Wait a minute. This is going to be some kind of joke with a punchline. Let me see if I can figure it out. How we know? Go ahead. I don't know.
Well, they had reservations.
Not bad. You know what? That's not bad. That's one that my son would tell me and laugh really hard.
And yeah, that's a dad joke.
Dad
absolutely.
Joke. Pretty good dad joke. You know what? That's probably a pretty widely disseminated dad joke that a lot of people got right away, and I just didn't get, Dave. Like, they guessed it before I let you tell the punchline.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I got a really good one that my dad told every year, but it's too long. I'll share it with you on Messenger sometime.
Gotcha.
But about the drunk driving.
Yeah.
I have friends that have been, you know, victims of not victims, but they've had DUIs and had more than one. And I got a little bit of a different view, but I think I have a really close friend that had two, and he rehabilitated. He's doing great. It doesn't even enter his mind to drink and drive anymore. But I think if you had three, I think the penalty should be more severe initially. But I think if you have three, because there's people I hear about that have five, they have seven, they have ten. Once you get past like the third one, I think there's no going back. You're just going to be one of those repeat offenders the rest of your life, in rare exceptions. So I think after the third one, you should lose your license forever and go to jail for at least 10 years.
Good call. Yeah, and just as people point out, losing your license sometimes isn't a great impediment. Some people just drive nonetheless. Kind of is what it is. All right, local radio. I want to get into this in just a little bit after this break. Local radio. Man, the importance of it is gigantic. Without local radio, we wouldn't have magical moments like the one I'm going to play on the other side of the break. And there's more. Later on in the show, there's some other moments, and this one wasn't magical, but it helped solve a crime. Maybe. I'll tell you about all of that. Great show today before I'm out of here for the rest of the week. We'll hit news at the top of the hour. So much to get into right here, KDK. All right, as always, you can listen to us 100.1 FM AM 1020 KDK or on that Audacy app, AUDACY, AUDACY. You can also watch us online, KDK's video stream. It's presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Go ahead and go to KDKRadio.com, click on Watch KDK Radio's live stream. Now you can just go to our YouTube page, which is fantastic. Anytime we're in studio, check us out on the YouTube page. Hit subscribe, so that way you don't have to go to it every day. I get this handy little text message whenever all the shows start. I get one at about 5:40 in the morning, then I get one at about 9:50, and then I get one for my own show, which I don't have to watch on the YouTube page, because oddly enough, I'm engrossed in it. I get one rated about 1:55 or so. So there is that. And the YouTube page is fantastic. All right, I'm a champion for local radio, local journalism, local, local, local. It starts at that level. It just does. And if we lose that in society, we lose a lot. You can't go big box nation with everything. Like think about that. Think about the Steelers. Like, think about if we didn't have the fan and we just had a national syndicated sports talk show. And they were talking about, oh, I don't know, the NBA right now at 2:50 in the afternoon on a Tuesday. People in Pittsburgh would go, what the hell's going on? You got to remain local. Just like this. You know, we're talking about things that matter locally. And we do. And that's the way that it works. And you got to champion that. Some of those things you get just incredible content from, such as local sports. Okay? So, how about this? Creighton basketball is playing Baylor just the other day. Yesterday, I think it was. And it's toward the end of the game. And on the Creighton Basketball Network, they are down 6 late. The Creighton basketball announcer, in all his Homer glory, because when you get localized stuff, it's Homer stuff. Nobody cares. You're rooting for your team. This is what you don't get from the big box network. Long live local radio. Creighton basketball announcer on the named John Bishop on the Creighton basketball network against Baylor.
Shot clock. Carr into the paint. Missed the dunk. And a what? Fucking foul. What are you talking about?
That was 2 seconds after the play ended.
Carr driving. He's outside the circle. He's outside the circle and he's set. He was outside the circle and he was set. Brett Smith blew it. He was outside the restricted area. He was straight up and down. He was set like the statue sitting out in front of New York, New York. And they called that. That's an absolutely horse crap call. In a game that's been played out like this. Unbelievable bailout call by an incompetent referee. and ball don't lie.
Creighton Basketball Network, John Bishop, game played in Las Vegas, ball don't lie, and he calls out the official by name, Brett Smith, which is just incredible. Long live local radio. See, you got to have that. If that game's just on the CBS Sports Network or something, nobody's that invested. You're invested in community. They're invested in what they do. They're invested in local. Oh, is that fantastic? I love it. You know what it's really big is when you get those little teams at the NCAA tournament or on the march of the NCAA tournament, the conference tournament, and they have like an upset or they advance to the tournament. And you get like some radio station out of Poughkeepsie or some small town in Texas or whatever, and the announcer goes nuts. I live for that stuff. I do. Miles Killebrew, Pittsburgh Steelers. He joins next. Got a great cause this weekend. We'll talk to him right here. KDK.